AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. All kinds of speculation about three unknown aerial objects downed by U.S. fighter jets.
There is no indication of aliens or terrestrial activity with these recent takedowns.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
It was important for us to say that from here because we've been hearing a lot about it.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We don't know for sure whether they had a surveillance aspect to them, but we can't rule it out.
Ukrainian troops in Poland training on the German-made Leopard 2 tanks allies have offered to help Kyiv fight Russia's invasion. Fierce battles have been raging around Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Russia's main advantage is in troop numbers.
The Russians are willing to send in those forces and take a high number of casualties.
A suspect under arrest after a U-Haul swerved onto New York sidewalks this morning. Julie Walker has more.
The driver's son, Stephen Soar, tells the AP his father, Wang Soar, has a history of mental illness and had been living in Las Vegas. Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell says it's not terrorism.
Behind us is a U-Haul truck stopped successfully by the NYPD, ending a violent rampage through Brooklyn.
Catherine Aranova saw the U-Haul run a red light, hit a delivery worker, and drag him.
He was like bleeding all over. His head was covered with blood. He was like unconscious.
Police say seven people were hit and an officer injured in the rampage. In Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, I'm Julie Walker.
And Norman Hall reports new research shows a federal law has helped slow the rise in obesity among school children.
The Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act of 2010, championed by former First Lady Michelle Obama, was the first national legislation to improve school meals in more than 20 years. It increased the quantity of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains required in school meals.
This is AP News. New data shows the coronavirus pandemic took an unprecedented toll on the mental health of teenagers. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has details.
The pandemic took a harsh toll on teen girls' mental health in the United States, with almost 60% reporting feelings of persistent sadness or hopelessness. Sexual violence, suicidal thoughts, and other mental health woes affected many teens regardless of race or ethnicity. But girls along with LGBTQ youth fared the worst on most measures. In low-income areas where adverse childhood experiences were high before the pandemic, the crisis has been compounded by a shortage of school staff and mental health professionals. The 2021 survey of more than 17,000 high school students was conducted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. One CDC official calls the data devastating. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.